Welcome to Healthy Lifestyles Living. This is Larry Lewis. Today's article, how to lower your blood pressure. My friend was recently diagnosed with high blood pressure. He obviously is concerned and has asked me to give him some advice as to what he can do to bring it back down naturally. His anxiety is heightened enormously when he read that high blood pressure is the biggest known cause of disability and premature death in the UK, brought on by strokes, heart attack and heart disease. Statistics show that 1 in 3 adults in the UK has high blood pressure, and every day 350 people have a preventable stroke or heart attack caused by the condition. So he now wants to do whatever is necessary to take control of his lifestyle and try to make improvements. Blood pressure is the force of blood against the wall of arteries. Blood pressure rises and falls throughout the day. When blood pressure stays elevated over time, it's called high blood pressure. The medical term for high blood pressure is hypertension. High blood pressure is dangerous because it makes the heart work too hard and contributes to problems such as hardening of the arteries. Blood pressure is usually measured in millimeters of mercury and is recorded as two numbers. Systolic pressure as the heart beats over diastolic pressure as the heart relaxes between beats. For example, 130 over 80. Both numbers in a blood pressure test are important, but for people who are age 50 or older, systolic pressure gives the most accurate diagnosis of high blood pressure. Systolic pressure is the top number in a blood pressure reading. A blood pressure level of 140 over 90 or higher is considered high. If your blood pressure is between 120 over 80 and 139 over 89, then you have pre-hypertension. This means that you don't have high blood pressure now, but you are likely to develop it in the future unless you adopt the healthy lifestyle changes described in this post. My friend's measurement was 154 over 104. Not good. Why is high blood pressure important? If your blood pressure is too high, it puts extra strain on your heart and blood vessels. Over time, this extra strain can damage your body's organs, which puts you at risk of health problems. These following lifestyle changes can have a real effect on your blood pressure. Reduce salt intake. Excess salt will raise your blood pressure, so it is important to eat as little as possible. By paying close attention to food labels when you shop, you can consume less salt. Salt is found naturally in many foods, but processed foods account for most of the salt and sodium that we consume. Processed foods that are high in salt include regular canned vegetables and soups, frozen dinners, lunch meats, instant and ready-to-eat cereals, and chips and other snacks. Use food labels to help you choose products that are low in sodium. Eat more fruit and vegetables. Eating a good amount of fruit and vegetables will help to lower your blood pressure. Adults should eat at least 5 portions of fruit and vegetables every day. A portion is 80 grams, or roughly the size of your fist. Try to eat a range of different fruits and vegetables. Eat healthily. You can reduce your blood pressure by eating a diet low in saturated fat, total fat and cholesterol, and high in fruits, vegetables and low-fat dairy foods. Focus on eating whole grains, poultry, fish and nuts, and keep to a low amount of fats, red meats, sweets and sugared beverages. Eat sufficient amounts of potassium, calcium and magnesium, as well as protein and fiber. Reduce caffeine intake. Drinking caffeinated beverages can temporarily cause a spike in your blood pressure, but it's unclear whether its effect is temporary or longer-lasting. Regardless of your sensitivity to caffeine effects, doctors recommend you drink no more than 200 milligrams a day, about the amount in 2 cups of coffee. Drink less alcohol. Too much alcohol raises your blood pressure. The current recommended limits are 21 units of alcohol a week for men, and 14 units a week for women. A unit is roughly half a pint of beer or cider, a small glass of wine, or a single pub measure of spirits. If you keep to the recommended alcohol limits, this should help keep your blood pressure down. Maintain a healthy weight. Being overweight or obese increases your risk of developing high blood pressure. In fact, your blood pressure rises as your body weight increases. Losing weight will help lower your blood pressure and reduce your risk of health problems. The best way to lose weight is to choose more low-fat and low-calorie foods and increase your physical activity. Set yourself realistic goals. Make small changes in your diet and activity levels that you can keep to for life. Perform regular physical activity. At least 30 to 60 minutes of moderate level physical activity most days of the week can lower your blood pressure by 4 to 9 millimeters of mercury. Being physically active is one of the most important things you can do to prevent or control high blood pressure. Quit smoking. The nicotine in tobacco products will raise your blood pressure. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep makes a noticeable difference to your blood pressure. Lifestyle plays an important role in treating your high blood pressure. If you successfully control your blood pressure with a healthy lifestyle, you may avoid, delay, or reduce the need for medication. Next week, I will be following a diet plan, bringing to your attention, which is designed to lower blood pressure. Watch out for it. This was Larry Lewis. Thank you for joining me today.